Wow. It's a band called Erdog on KFJC. Unless I'm very much mistaken, they disbanded, which is a great pity because they were a pretty excellent band. Erdog, U-R-D-O-G. In fact, I might have caught their last performance back at Terrorstock 6 last year over in Providence. Anyway, that's from their Garden of Bones release. Came out in 2004. Get your brain into gear. Anyway, Erdog and the track DMZ. And before that, we heard from Hungry Ghosts. Hungry Ghosts are... from New York City, by the looks of it. Another band from New York City. And this was recorded in 1999, but released possibly more recently. Is that on the Smells Like Records label? Hungry Ghosts and Reading Your Mail. And we started that little set off with Standing Nudes, 7-inch single. The B-side was what I played, Fight Song, out on True Panther Sounds. There it is, see? Vinyl. See, we still have plenty of vinyl here at KFJC. And it's all good stuff. Also good stuff is live mics. We got a... I already mentioned the Wastoid live mic coming up tomorrow afternoon. Well, next Monday afternoon, we have some improvisational... live music courtesy of Philip Greenleaf and Dinah Emerson on saxophone and vocals respectively. And it says here, hear them explore new directions in composition and improvisation. So that's a live mic next Monday afternoon at 4 p.m. That'll put it pretty much slap bang in the middle of Mitch LeMay's show, and he and Austin Space will be co-hosting that live mic. So that's something to enjoy next Monday afternoon. Earl Grey here on KFJC through until 6 p.m. this afternoon. And this might sound like a Chris Squire solo project, but in fact it's just Colossal Yes on KFJC. Wow. That's Rob Crow on KFJC. Rob Crow from a tour-only CD I picked up some years ago at... I can't remember what show it was now. Maybe it was Octagonally Yours or... can't remember. It was so long ago. Anyway, it's it says here, tour-only CD with a bunch of random stuff on it. And the bunch of random stuff we heard there was, where is it? The Circus Atari 7-inch A-side, which evidently consists of a number of shorter pieces all squished together. Anyway, Rob Crow was what that was, and Colossal Yes started off that set from the Acapulco Ruffs CD out on Bada Bing. And the Honey Creeper Smiles was the name of that track. There it is. Save Our Shores works on behalf of marine conservation through policy research, public education, and citizen involvement. Both a voice and a resource in service of sustainable marine conservation, Save Our Shores is located at 345 Lake Avenue, Suite A in the city of Santa Cruz. For some reason, I seem to be talking a lot about Santa Cruz this afternoon. That's just the luck of the draw. Anyway, you can contact them on 831-462-5660 or, of course, on the web at saveourshores.org. Earl Grey here this afternoon. Having fun. And this is Za Frumi on KFJC.
Sorry, Mok. Unar Guriran, Flodur Akti, Dulu, Isaju. Ishimul Sashu.
Yeah. the film 23 hours, 26 minutes, coordinated universal time.
Thank you.
Rumble on KFJC from a self-titled release, came out about 8 or 9 years ago or so. And after the introduction, Let It Take You was the name of the piece from Grumble Grumble. And we also heard Zafrumi from their Shrak Ishti Za Migul Chapter 3 release. And I always leave it till the last minute to grab the sleeve notes and try and tell you something about the band. But I've left it too late, so rather than fumble around, I shall just leave it at that. Zafrumi was what you heard.
Since the turn of this century, Mono has evolved into one of the most influential post-rock bands to have ever emerged from Japan. On Friday, April 27th at 9 p.m., KFJC will co-present Mono at the Great American Music Hall at 859 O'Farrell Street in San Francisco. World's End Girlfriend and The Drift will also be joining Mono on stage. The show is all ages. The doors open at 8 p.m. Come early and see one of the greatest post-rock bands perform live at the Great American Music Hall, Friday, April 27th at 9 p.m.
Yeah, we're all looking forward to that coming up at the end of April. Want to give you plenty of notice about that. Very excited that Mono are coming back and looking forward to catching them. Maybe try and play a bit of Mono, perhaps a bit later on in the show. But right now, by request, this is a band, I believe a local band. Well, local-ish, but from way back when. It's The Insults on KFJC.
Let's go burn!
excellent. The Three Johns on KFJC from the singles 1982 to 1986 collection. The Three Johns and the track Brain Box. And prior to that, by request, I believe this band were from Watsonville, The Insults and I'm Just a Doper. Well, sir, dedicated to promoting the understanding and appreciation of traditional music forms, the Freight and Salvage Coffee House is a non-profit community arts organization embracing varied regional, ethnic, and social aspects of musical expression through live performance. That is one hell of a long sentence. Whew. Okay. Operated by the Berkeley Society for the Preservation of Traditional Music, the Freight and Salvage Coffee House is located at 111 Addison Street in Berkeley. You can contact them by phone on 510-548-1761 or on the web at freightandsalvage.org. Earl Grey, that's me. KFJC is the station. And 650-941-2500 if you need to give me a call for any reason. Can't guarantee that I'm going to pick the phone up because it's pretty chaotic around here this afternoon. Due to Earl Grey being very rusty, doesn't get on the air much these days, and all these new knobs and dials and flashing lights and stuff is confusing the hell out of me. But we'll see what we can do. Music now from a band called Kingpin May on KFJC. Thank you.
cherry tasting every single night. Been tasting, wasting. Shall I never, never find one? Never find one. Never want to satisfy.
From Foothill College, this is KFJC Los Altos Hills.
We came into Atlanta across the Savannah Plain. Got me here was the vision of Lorraine. I still feel the wheels rolling, rolling through my veins. Steel wheels still rolling on the long night train. She met us at the station, I saw no other eyes. We watched the day turn into night, and the moon began to rise.